May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Cuke Audio mini podcast. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. Today's mini podcast will start on part two of the Haiku Zendo Chronicles, published in 1973, edited by Barbara Heistand. Copyright by Haiku Zendo Foundation, which I wouldn't imagine exists anymore, but maybe something, it's the Los Altos Zendo now. All right. So this is going to be brief. Tomorrow we'll have a longer one. We have a guest. That is pretty interesting. Anyway, you'll see what happens tomorrow. So here we are, part two, Memories of Shunryu Suzuki. First memory, Amy Simpson. Suzuki Roshi came to my house in Redwood City for meetings for a few months. On one occasion, he left his small, emblematic stick. I thought that he might want it before the Sunday meeting in San Francisco, so I stopped by the temple, then on Bush Street, to leave it. He was there, and when I handed it to him, I asked what the Japanese characters on it meant. "Whatever you say is not the truth," he replied, thinking that he had missed. Thinking he had misunderstood me, I repeated the question, with the same result. I thought silently, how true that is. Suzuki Roshi was so aware of each person and their condition, so sweet, full of humor, and above all, so helpful by his calmness and undeviating faith. He was one of the most inspiring teachers I have ever had. Thank you, Amy Simpson. Him leaving his stick there, that is so him. I mean, leaving his teacher's stick there. If you read Crooked Cucumber, you'll see he just lost everything. I mean, it was terrible. Oh. It said, because people told me when I was there that, he'd get home and realize he'd left his, his bag, like we'd have a briefcase today. Maybe he carried some bag that he'd left it at the home where he'd just done a service. So he'd go back there and get it, walking in the rain with his umbrella. And then he'd leave. And, it wouldn't be raining then. And then it would start raining again. And he realized he'd left his umbrella there. And they'd said frequently that delivery people would come up with things he'd forgotten. So he left his teacher's stick. But whatever you say is not the truth. This is a very important part of Buddhist teaching. Whatever you say is not the truth. That's the teacher's stick. And I'm sure this is Mahayana and not Theravadan, but according to the Mahayana, which, you know, is things said by people that came long after Buddha. Buddha said, but this might be Theravada too. I don't know. He said, I lived to, what he lived to, 80. And I've taught for, 50 years or something. And never spoke a word of truth. And Suzuki would emphasize that, you know, what he said wasn't like truth. What we think of as truth absolute truth is not conceptual. It's not embodied in symbolic language. And the symbolic language is used to hint. He'd say, all I can do is give you a hint, or to encourage. That's good. Keep that in mind. Whatever you say is not the truth. So thank you very much, Amy Simpson, for reminding us of this stuff. And tomorrow we will go to the next memory of Shunryu Suzuki from the Haiku Zendo Chronicles. The Haiku Zendo, of course, being the place where Shunryu Suzuki delivered all but one of the lectures in Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. This has been a Kuuk Audio mini podcast. I'm DC Pooba of Kuuk Audio and Kuuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sanur with Doggett Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.